A strange story was brought to us from the East, to which little credit would have been given had not the fact been attested by a multitude of witnesses in various parts of the world. On the 21st of June, it was said that an hour before noon, a black sun arose, an orb, the size of that luminary but dark, defined, whose beams were shadows, ascended from the west. In about an hour it had reached the meridian and eclipsed the bright parent of day. Night fell upon every country, night sudden, rayless, entire. The stars came out, shedding their ineffectual glimmerings on the light-widowed earth. But soon the dim orb passed from over the sun and lingered over the eastern heaven. As it descended, its dusky rays crossed the brilliant ones of the sun and deadened or distorted them. The shadows of things assumed strange and ghastly shapes. The wild animals in the woods took fright at the unknown shapes figured on the ground. They fled, they knew not whither, and the citizens were filled with greater dread at the convulsion which shook lions into civil streets. Birds, strong-winged eagles, suddenly blinded, fell in the marketplaces, while owls and bats shewed themselves welcoming in the early night. Gradually the object of fear sank beneath the horizon, and to the last shot up shadowy beams into the otherwise radiant air. Such was the tale sent us from Asia, from the eastern extremity of Europe, and from Africa as far west as the Golden Coast. Whether this story were true or not, the effects were certain. Through Asia, from the banks of the Nile to the shores of the Caspian, from the Hellespont even to the Sea of Oman, a sudden panic was driven. The men filled the mosques, the women veiled hastened to the tombs and carried offerings to the dead, thus to preserve the living. The plague was forgotten in this new fear which the black sun had spread, and though the dead multiplied and the streets of Isfahan and Pekin and Delhi were strewed with pestilence-struck corpses, men passed on, gazing on the ominous sky, regardless of the death beneath their feet. The Christians sought their churches, Christian maidens, even at the Feast of Roses, clad in white with shining veils, sought in long procession the places consecrated to their religion, filling the air with their hymns, while ever and anon, from the lips of some poor mourner in the crowd, a voice of wailing burst, and the rest looked up, fancying they could discern the sweeping wings of angels who passed over the earth, lamenting the disasters about to fall on man.